I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From radioinfo.com.au, it's Thursday, the 4th of June. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, the summer bushfires seem so long ago, given that half the world has been shut down in the interim. But some interesting research on how people relied on the media during the catastrophe has just been released. The ABC is proudly boasting that it was the most trusted news source throughout the crisis. Independent research shows that ABC local radio was the most trusted of all media at 72%, just ahead of ABC TV News at 71%. Surprisingly, commercial radio didn't fare well, with trust ratings only in the high 30s. The reason it's surprising is that regional radio in bushfire areas tends to be part of the local community and is generally far more popular than the ABC. Not unexpectedly, social media was the least trusted of all sources. While information provided on the socials was fast, it was often inaccurate. One of the interesting outcomes of the survey was that people reverted to AM radio as the crisis developed and digital platforms failed. Radio Info publisher Steve Ahern has been continuing his rounds of radio networks to see how they're faring as the COVID-19 crisis starts to ease a little. Nova Entertainment's Group GM Peter Colosimo says the network acted very quickly after Richard Wilkins' early positive test. The first cab off the rank was Fitzy and Whipper's breakfast show, with all staff broadcasting from their individual homes as early as March 17, virtually the beginning of the shutdown. That remote broadcasting meant having to combine five separate sources to produce the program. The majority of the other on-air teams elected to work from the studio, with increased safety measures. 450 of Nova's non-broadcast staff around the country began working from home from March 16. The Sydney Morning Herald and The Age's weekly news podcast, Please Explain, is going daily. Please Explain Daily will be hosted by national editor Tony Maguire and will give listeners insights into the stories that drive the nation. Nova 100's Chrissy, Sam and Brownie have celebrated Brownie's induction into the AFL Hall of Fame with a special show. You may remember that Jonathan Brown played with the Brisbane Lions and was one of their greats. A number of special guests from the world of football came onto the show to talk about Brownie's achievements, including former Lions coach Lee Matthews. More than 105,000 requests were generated by Triple J's Requestival last week, including 38,000 by text. Some of the requests you'd never hear on Triple J normally, including Taylor Swift, Justin Timberlake, Kylie and Britney Spears, as well as movie themes and songs from stage and screen musicals. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.